Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's Saturday Live with Robbie Fogarty with Earth, Wind and Fire. And After the Love Is Gone.
Travel talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed Finn joins me as always every weekend to check out the latest travel news and some deals this week for staycations in Ireland for the early autumn. Hope you're well, Ed.
Yeah, I'm really good. Absolutely. Yeah, it seems like the year has absolutely flown, Robbie. I can't believe we're into September already, but that means lots of good deals.
For those people who maybe can get away, or maybe their kids are long flown the coop.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people are emailing me now about deals for city breaks. There's some amazing value to be had, right? Places that I went this year in France, like Nantes, for example, right? Fare some €37 return on the 27th of September for 3 nights. Rome, 27th of September, Robbie, which can be really expensive, like for €100. Nuremberg, which is a place I loved this year, right? On the 7th of October, for 3 nights, they've returned flights with Ryanair for €43. Amazing city there. The history is fascinating. Prague, Robbie, in September, the end of October as well, 115 return. So just in terms of people that want to get away, there's loads of deals out there. You know, people were saying things were going to go up and there was going to be a lot of jumps and things. It doesn't seem to be happening too much. Now, in terms of staycations, Farnham Estate, Span Golf Resort there, lovely place up in Cavan that I really enjoyed, multi-award winning. They're doing deals there, Robbie, from £85 per person. Now, they have an 18-hole golf course as well. Great dining options.
That's a good deal, actually, isn't it? £85 per person.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Now, another one that's very, very nice as well, that a lot of people love, Wicklow, the Brook Lodge Hotel and Spa there as well. Now, I suppose this is for people who kind of like a bit of pampering. That's a corset in its own, you know, unique village there, Macredon Village, and it's brilliant for organic food. The hotel restaurant there has won Culinary Hotel of the Year. Very famous for the spa and wellness stuff. They're doing deals there, Robbie, from £95 per person, including breakfast as well. And that offers treatments, you know, from they have the Voya and Babor, all this, you know, the special organic products. They have a mud chamber, they have aroma baths, a hammam, Finnish baths, you know, they've got the whole lot there. So that's a really nice one. Going up to Donegal then, Robbie, the Red Castle Hotel up in Donegal, really nice, gorgeous location. It's on the Inishowen Peninsula. It has a waterfront location there, which is lovely. They have a 9-hole golf course as well, but they have a Talasso Spa, which I found very difficult to leave, Robbie, when I was there the last time.
They had to call security, did they?
Yeah, the hidden gems up there, Robbie, you know, you can, going around Malin Head, and of course you can just pop in, if you fancy the trip into the Wall City, Derry is only 30 minutes in the road from there as well.
Now, one of the best staycations I've had in recent years was to Donegal. We went up to Loch Esk, and I hadn't really been in Donegal before. I was blown away by the scenery.
Yeah, and in fact, the Loch Esk that you mentioned there was just on my list. The Loch Esk, amazing, one of the only 5-star castles. They're doing great deals as well, Robbie, from about £150 per person. Again, very, very good. The 5-star Lyrat Estate in Kilkenny, a great place to go, of course. Kilkenny, we love Kilkenny, from £104 per person as well. Now, again, Lyrat is beautiful. They have a gorgeous spa there as well. They have 2 award-winning restaurants. That deal includes breakfast. And it's a real luxury escape, 170 acres of parkland. Another nice one there, Robbie, as well. We were talking about Donegal. Ballyliffin, just the lodge there as well, just up the road. That's, again, another award-winning 4-star hotel. Beautiful views of Malin Head. Gorgeous, again, for the Inishowen Peninsula. And again, even like €55 per person, Robbie, coming in at,
excellent,
which is like really, just really good value, you know. So one more for you. If you want to treat yourself, Robbie, all the way down to wonderful, how can you buy all the stars in the sky, down to Killarney, 5-star Muckross Hotel and Spa. They're doing €132 per person. The scenery there, beautiful. Gorgeous spa in Muckross, and they're in the setting is absolutely gorgeous. So
one of the things that interests me, and I suppose slightly irks me, is when times are good and hotel prices are low, they talk about room rates, and when prices are high, they quote everything in per person rates.
It's true, isn't it? And I mean, Robbie, any of the sites you go to, like those places I was chatting about there earlier, Nuremberg, Rome, when you go onto booking.com, even if you're getting an idea from there of prices, and then you can contact the hotel direct if you want to as well, of course, you know.
Tell me about this service to Northern Spain people can avail of.
Yeah, really interesting, Robbie. Now, this is a place that I went to a few years ago, and it's in Asturias. Now, it's up in the north of Spain, and it's one of Spain's, I suppose, best kept secrets. I'm talking about secrets all day today, but absolutely beautiful place, Robbie, Asturias. Now, there's a direct flight starting with Ryanair in November, and it'll go right through into next year. But what's really interesting about it is that this area is famous as a kind of a biosphere resort. Now, to give you an idea, it's the single most autonomous region in Spain, Robbie, with the most biosphere reserves. Now, you're asking, like, what is that? They've got these treasures of natural beauty. Things you'd see, like, you know, sort of like Yellowstone or Yosemite, that sort of stuff. Like the Picos de Europe National Park, that was the first in Spain. And it was one of the first in the world that was declared a national park back in 1918, Robbie, right? And it's also one of the most popular kind of ones in Spain. But that area there is beautiful. You can climb right up to an altitude of like 2,648 meters. It's on the Cantabrian coast. And it's really, really beautiful. Now, it's also famous, Asturias, for its food and cuisine. I mean, that whole area of northern Spain, of course. You have the Camino Way, Robbie, that goes through Asturias as well. This is the year of St. James. So if you do the Camino this year, you get the old special plenary indulgences and you get all the sins wiped out when you go through the door in Santiago.
That's a good deal.
So don't forget that, especially this year. But if you haven't been to Asturias before, this is great news because, of course, what it means are any time that there's a direct flight, and this is with Ryanair, accessibility is everything. And once that happens, it opens up the whole area. I know it's starting now in kind of winter time, but they do amazing stuff there at Christmas as well. But if you want something different, it's brilliant. And the flights are coming in at about 40. I looked there, starting out at 40 each way. We might go up and do an old Saturday Live, Robbie, live from Asturias, from one of those high peaks. We'd get a great reception.
That sounds good to me.
Spain.info or turismoasturias.es has all the information there.
Brilliant, brilliant. Ed Finn, as always, opening up the world to us every weekend and our own home country too. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week, Ed.
Muchas gracias.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.